Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The healthcare company Cigna announced last week that it's acquiring St. Louis County-based Express Scripts, which means that another corporate headquarters may be leaving St. Louis. St. Louis companies Anheuser-Busch, Monsanto, Panera Bread, and Purina have also been bought up by other companies from outside in recent years, changing the business landscape in the region. Joining us now is Julie Niemann, who's a financial analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, what does it feel like to you at this point when important St. Louis companies are acquired by other companies and they move their headquarters elsewhere?
We're used to it. This has been going a long time. The corporate conga line out of St. Louis has been going on for about 15 years now, all due to mergers and acquisitions. And so, of course, when you're acquired, what's the first thing you do? You move corporate headquarters.
Is there any effort in each of these cases to keep these headquarters in St. Louis even after an acquisition?
Well, we're realists. We know that the first thing you do to pay for a merger is to start to consolidate. And that means laying off employees, consolidating operations. And of course, wherever Mecca is, that's where the corporate headquarters is going to stay. Invariably, the acquirer is one of the East Coast cities, possibly Chicago, and that headquarters will stay. So anybody who's surviving corporate headquarters here in St. Louis is either going to have the choice of move or find a new job. St. Louis is kind of an interesting thing. Nobody likes to leave. Even our kids go out to college but come back home. Mm. We've got a lot of boomerangs here. So typically, a lot of the executives with the corporations that have been acquired or merged out will stay here in St. Louis and look for other things, set up their own businesses.
But what is the effect on jobs when a company like Express Scripts gets taken over by a company outside of St. Louis?
Well, Express Scripts is likely to leave all their operations here because they're very well set up. But, of course, it's the executive suite that you don't need anymore. There will be big consolidation within all the administrative areas. So it's kind of a prestige thing. You're losing a lot of top-level jobs. But most of the worker bees will be staying here in St. Louis.
So you haven't seen a big impact on jobs with Anheuser-Busch, Monsanto, Panera, Purina with those corporate moves?
Well, those have been all the top-level jobs. Now, where we really did see a lot of loss on the line was with Monsanto. Several acquisitions that went there, we had a drug company take over, laid off a lot of people, a lot of fits and starts there. McDonnell Douglas, General Dynamics, when they left, a lot of contracts left as well because they simply redirected it to other areas. So mergers and acquisitions are always quite painful. But because we do have the operating level here in St. Louis, it mitigates the damage somewhat, but it still hurts.
What about philanthropic giving? Does that end up going down as a result of some of this when you've got some of these top-level leaders of the companies leaving town? Maybe they're not directing that philanthropy towards St. Louis.
And that has been devastating. Big corporations, of course, since you've got the tax deductibility and you like to, you know, get all the adulation of giving big money to your local areas, that has been devastating. Most of the big money has left. So we have a lot of charitable organizations here scrambling to carve up the pie into fewer pieces here. So it really has impacted charitable giving here in St. Louis. Overall, per capita, St. Louis is known for being quite generous, you know, just from individuals. But the big money has basically left.
Do you think there's a snowball effect here, Julie, that when one company leaves, another company decides, well, maybe we should leave too?
No, I think it's more of a question of acquisition, what makes sense. There have been some companies here that have been cash rich, have been really good additions to other areas. So they went simply for pure economic reasons rather than the fact that we're centrally located in the Midwest and we're a Midwestern city. St. Louis has managed to substitute big corporations with small business. And that's our life's blood now, small businesses. We have tech startups because we have two excellent universities. We've got a lot of intellectual talent here, and it's really fostered high technology moving in to some extent. I would call them stage one incubators where you're finding the new idea. Now, it's still a problem to get big money when you get to the stage two of development, and typically companies will move out after they go through their stage one development just because of lack of funding here.
So as a financial analyst, what would you suggest to leaders in St. Louis about how they can avoid any more of these takeovers?
Absolutely. The best thing to do is to make it business friendly. And what do? You streamline every process and procedure. We have a very low cost of living right here. Real estate is very low cost compared to virtually every place else in the United States. And we've got a lot of land that's available for development. The biggest problem that we have is that we have licensing problems, we have inspection problems, permitting problems. We have 94 suburbs surrounding St. Louis, and that's like the Balkan Peninsula. We need more cooperation and coordination there to foster this kind of business moving in. So while we have very attractive assets here, we have a bad process to attract business.
That's Julie Niemann, who's a financial analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, thanks for joining us as always.
You bet.